What's called the Snapshots of Jesus. And 2 weeks ago, we looked at how Jesus is, or we're looking at the five major types of miracles that Jesus does, or Jesus did in the Gospels. And 2 weeks ago, we looked at Jesus and how he provides for us. Last week, we looked at how Jesus controls supernatural. Was in the hospital. Started a church there. Go to the. The child had a very case pneumonia. She can go there to the child. I was going to. The child, I had pneumonia. Go home then, no cast. She's like, all right, thank you, Lord. This is great. Friends, God is still in the business of healing. He heals supernaturally. And we're going to talk about that today. And I got my little clicker here. Where is it? The first thing to notice that I want y'all to look at is that Jesus, he still heals today. Jesus heals. He loves to heal. Matthew chapter 14, verse 34 through 36 says, when they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of the place recognized and to bent it, and his touched were made well. We're getting healed. Here in the Gospel of Matthew 8, it says, now when Jesus had come in the house, he saw his wife's mother and said, be yes, he did. Everybody came to Jesus that wanted a healing, and the Gospels got healed. Every one of them. That's awesome. Well, that begs the question here. Will Jesus heal every time today? Well, the answer is most of the time. And what I mean by most of the time is surely everyone's going to die, right? You know, we're all going to die. Everyone's going to die. So at some point, Jesus is not going to heal somebody because we're all going to die. So, but if you were to count up all the times that Jesus healed us, like every time we had a cold or a sickness or a scrape or a broken bone, or he had a pneumonia, or some kind of chest infection or whatever you might have had, if you start adding up all the times that Jesus has healed in your life, he's doing really good at healing. Because Jesus, he's going to heal us, but he doesn't heal us all supernaturally. Sometimes Jesus heals our bodies physically. He allows our body to heal itself. But like we're changing our diet, and they went natural, like, and they did a lot of research on diets, and in their diets, her cancer is almost gone, or might be gone right now. Sometimes God heals through, and then also God, sometimes he heals supernaturally too. He used to variety to heal people. and he does heal most. Sometimes he does not heal. And I remember my brother, I have one of my brothers, he's got a real back and good back heal him for years. And the Lord has not healed him. And he's still believing, he's still waiting. Why God heals sometimes and doesn't heal other times, I'm not sure. But I do know that the Lord reasons. When my wife and I started a church in Hawaii about a year into, we had a tragedy. Against 18-year-old daughter was killed in an automobile accident. And I was a hospital chaplain. I got called and we were at the hospital and she was alive and they came to the hospital and oh, believe me, we prayed hard for her recovery. And it seemed to work. It seemed to have helped for a couple hours and then things didn't work out. And later that day, she passed away. And it was very, very sad. And we asked ourselves many times, Lord, why didn't you heal her? And these kind of questions, you just can't answer that. Sometimes God doesn't heal. But God sometimes does heal. And so what we have to do is we have to come to the Lord with faith and trust that he's going to do what he wants to do. Now, in the 18-year-old daughter, over the next couple of years, I was talking to one of the family members. They said about 50 of their related family members came to Christ because of that. And the Lord will work good for those who love him. He will work even bad things for good. And you're going to see 50 of your family members in heaven. That's a really good. So when it comes to the supernatural ministry Jesus had in healing people, one is Jesus heals. He heals. And the second thing I want to look at is did Jesus have a methodology to his healing? Did Jesus have a methodology? Did he like have a certain way that he and healing took place so that we got to our lives? So what I did was I looked at some about people who had blind, people were blind. Now there's a bunch of passages up there that talk about Jesus healing the blind, but they just said Jesus healed the blind and the deaf and the mute. Doesn't really tell the story. You can't learn from methodology. So those are people who are, but I want to get the passages where actually heal the blind, where it tells kind of the story. So we get kind of his method. In Matthew chapter 9, we have a blind man who came to Jesus, able to do this. They said to him, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were open. Jesus' methodology there. He touched their eyes. And he hears this. A little bit, this is like, I won't be doing this today, by the way. But I will be fair and do someone's eye and then touch them again. The scriptures in Mark chapter 8, verse 20 to 25 reads, then he came to Bethsaida and they brought a blind man to him and him. So he took man by the hand and led him out of the. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked, he saw any. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking and stored and saw everyone clearly. Okay, now that's a kind of a little bit of bizarre methodology there. Jesus did touch, and that's good. But he also used spit. All right, he's God. That's right. I'm sure if someone was blind and someone spit in their eyes and then they all can see, right? So this is now good. Different. This is the third verse 51, 52 reads, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to Jesus, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. And immediately arose. Healed. A fourth example of blindness. So bizarre. God, Jesus, I made mud from his saliva and anointed the guy's eyes, but good news, he was healed. And here's the story, John chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made with the saliva the eyes of the blind man with. Said to him, go, Siloam, which is transcendent. And he went, washed, and came back seeing, crazy. But notice here, when he healed the blind people, he didn't really stick to the same methodology. Some people he touched, some people he didn't. Some people used saliva, some people he didn't. He used many different methods, if you will, for his healing. If you look in the words of the nothing upon that. So it wasn't just with someone pray for healing and they were healed. I know for me, once I was in Israel, and I got suddenly just super bad chest infection. I mean, it just wrecked. And I'm on this trip with a seminary that I went to, and I couldn't go anywhere. I had a fever, and it was bad. And so one of the elders who was an elder in a room, and he said, well, let's pray. Have any oil? So. Suntan lotion. There's oil in it, right? That's kind of close, you know, in a pinch. And it worked. I was healed instantly. It was wonderful. In fact, James 5, verse 14 and 15 reads, and this is Paul's methodology. If anyone is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. When it comes to methodologies for healing in the New Testament, there really isn't a clear stated methodology spoken again and again and again and again. There are examples. There are certainly guidance there. But I think overall, there isn't necessarily a trick to it. It isn't like there's you have to do a methodology in a certain way or it's not going to work. No, it has to do with faith. And it's not our faith that heals somebody. It's Jesus who heals them. Jesus sees our faith and heals the person. In review, Jesus heals. Number two, there's different methodologies that he uses. And number three, ask Jesus and let him do what he wills. There are several times in the scriptures about Jesus saying when he heals somebody, according to your faith, so let it be done. I'm going to look at these verses here, and then we're going to actually have a time of close. When he gives me a short message, I want people to come forward and ask for healing. And we're going to close the service out asking for supernatural healing, not just for ourselves, but for others. But according to our faith, so let it be done. Matthew 9, verse 22. Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. In Matthew 9, verse 29, it reads, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done to you. Matthew 15, verse 28, it reads, then Jesus answered her, great is your faith, was healed instantly. Like Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, for whoever would God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By the way, in the New Testament, when Jesus healed people, he healed a lot of people that didn't have faith at all also. He'd walk up to a casket during a funeral and you read about it, raise a little boy from the dead. There was no one who had faith coming to Jesus. Jesus kind of interrupted the whole thing and raised the person from the dead. Jesus will heal people. Even if they don't have faith, he'll do it. But there are plenty of examples in the scriptures where it says, if you got faith, come to Jesus and at least ask. At least ask. My dad is a doctor. He's retired now, but he was a doctor. He had a patient come to him, and the patient had terminal chest cancer in the lungs, terminal cancer. And he was talking to my dad. My dad was he's actually a cardiologist. And so he was administering the drugs for people who have heart and lung conditions. And so the patient is like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And my dad's like, you know, have you thought about, you know, your life? Have you thought about death? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess so. Then my dad, do you mind if I share a little bit about Jesus to you? And he goes, yeah, I'd like to hear it. And the guy prayed to see Jesus right there then in the office. And my dad's like, well, do you even want to pray for it all? And the gentleman said, well, I do, but I kind of want to pray like by myself. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. And so that man prayed quietly. It wasn't real long. And a month or 2 months later, he'd come back for more x-rays and came back, and the new x-rays had zero cancer on it. And my dad has cancer on one light box in the x-ray where there shows blobs of cancer all over his lungs. And then right next to it is the x-ray he had like a day earlier, no cancer at all, completely healed. And my dad's like, wow, this doesn't happen every day. This is amazing. And he asked the man about how do you think this happened? And he said, when I was in the office with you last time, you asked me to pray for something, and I prayed that Jesus would heal me. And he did. And I don't think that man had this monster developed, you know, seminary educated faith. He just had simple faith. We looked at this verse a couple times in the last few weeks here at SIF. Oh, not that verse. This one. Oh, no. Not in your notes. Oh, there it is. Yes. I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, they're real small, by the way. Mustard seeds are real small. As a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. I don't know anybody who ever prayed to see a mountain move from here to there. I'm sure there's a story of some missionary in some land that's a really cool story, but I never heard of a mountain literally moving. I don't think Jesus was really referencing a literal moving of a mountain. I think what he's referencing there is the impossible. That God can literally move the impossible. And how big of a faith do we got to have to see God move the impossible? Little faith. I mean, just little faith. And God's like, that's fine. I will take that faith and I will use that faith. We had a story here at SIF just last month of a gal who came forward to talk to one of us up here. It came to my wife, and my wife prayed for her, and she just laid her hands on her, and it was a very serious sickness. There was like an emergency surgery had to be done within a week or two. And you guys heard the testimony. It was a little video testimony of her here about a month ago, and came to my wife, and the wife prayed for her. It wasn't like this grand, loud, amazing prayer. It was just simple, soft. And she's like, I think I felt something. I think I got healed. Like, she's like, what? Like, she went to the doctors and she got healed. It happens. It happens. And today, it's going to be a short sermon. Hallelujah. Another miracle, right? Another miracle. You know, I never heard of somebody say, oh, Pastor, that sermon was just too short. I never heard that. But I want to kind of close this as a short sermon, because I invited the elders, and we can have one elder over there, and then one elder over here, then with two of us over here. And if you want, come on down. Like, we're open for business. Come on down. And if the Lord heals, great. And the Lord does not heal, that's fine. That's his decision. But just the fact that you're here on Sunday, 2 o'clock, you've got the faith. You've got the faith. You're here. You got the faith. And now let's see what the Lord will do. Let's see what the Lord will do. And by the way, if you have a loved one back home who's sick, well, come on down. We're going to pray for them. Jesus healed the centurion's servant. And the centurion servant said to Jesus, hey, I can't have him come to my house. Just say the word and it'll be done. And Jesus looked at the centurion servant and said, wow, amazing is your faith. I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. Like, and the servant was healed at that moment. And the centurion, you know, we went back to his house and found this, his servant healed. Folks, we can intercede for others. And that is very honoring. So if you have a loved one who's sick or you have a physical, something going on inside of you, come on out. Let's pray for you. Let's make this a very high application Sunday afternoon. So I want to invite the worship team to come up here. And they're going to play songs for us. And we're going to just see God will do. If you're kind of somewhere in the middle here, in your seats, maybe slide up, doing a line here in the middle. If you're on the ends over there, go to maybe one of the elders on the ends, and let's get this started. Sounds good? Amen.